We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, again, congratulations to you and your ball club. You come away with a 62-13 victory over West Franklin and did all your offensive damage in the first half and were able to get some younger players in the second half of play. And overall, how'd you feel about the way your guys played on Friday night?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things for sure. offensively, hit some big plays in the passing game and had a few long runs as well. And defensively, we kind of got the game away from them because we turned them over a little bit and got ourselves a few extra opportunities possession-wise. And so overall, I thought our boys played pretty well.
Now, sometimes when you're playing teams that you feel like on paper you have the advantage over, sometimes you have the worry of the team maybe playing down to the opposition's level. One thing, looking at the scores this season, that hasn't been the case with your football team. You've treated everybody like you're playing the top team in the state.
Well, that was a big point of emphasis last week. I did think we came out a little bit flat against Mission Valley. And, and we really talked about what you just said there about, coming out each and every week. And, one of our mottos is respect everyone, fear no one. And so we want to treat every opponent the same, regardless of who we're playing. And so I thought our boys had a great mindset. You could feel a different energy Friday night, and they came out and were ready to go.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner. Friday's game, also the beginning of district play. So I like to say for district play, the games almost count double because they count towards a district championship, and they also go towards seeding as far as the playoffs are concerned. So that turns out to be a big win Friday night for your ball club.
It was. Certainly that's is a good way for us to start district play, and we have a long road ahead of us yet, but getting off on the right foot and having a game like that was good.
Coming up next for your football team, you have Jayhawk Lynn. They're 1-2 on the season. What challenges might Jayhawk Lynn offer your football team?
Well, like we were talking beforehand, we're pretty spoiled with the amount of driving that we have to do. We don't really drive that much. It's a bit of a longer road trip for us. So, that'd be something our kids will have to deal with is, riding the bus for an hour and a half or whatever it is and doing that and, just continuing to come out and be ready to go from the very first snap. And, one area we need to improve on is our kickoff. When we score a lot, it does get a lot of reps, so to speak, in the game. And we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown against West Franklin. We had a long one we gave up against Mission Valley. And so, that's my unit, and we definitely need to clean up that area. So that'll be a point of emphasis this week as well.
And you get to this point in the season, you're four games into the season. You don't expect the team to be perfect, but is this where the time of the season where you really want to fine-tune things and really get things cleaned up as you get ready for and closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, we have words of the week, and our word last week was consistency, and we just talked about the kids about how, there are things that we do in our program that are models of consistency, whether it's, doing fundamental drills every day or kind of having a similar routine week by week and just continuing to do those things that help make you successful. Talking to the kids about not getting bored is what helped make you successful as well.
Coach Gantenbein, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Jayhawk Lynn, and we look forward to visiting with you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.